Chapter 8. By the time they arrived at the outskirts of Birmingham, Lady Prescott had calmed down a little, and Frederick was feeling a bit more relaxed. And as we pick up the story again at 1:23 p.m, our two characters have started to get on surprisingly well. The blue Rolls-Royce slowed down, and they drew up in front of a row of shabby terraced houses. "Do you see number 42? The one with the pale green door," Lady Prescott said. "I was born there, and this little run-down street on the edge of the city is where I grew up. Whenever I feel down, I come back here. This will always be my home. It's dirty and messy, and some of the shops are boarded up. But as far as I'm concerned, this is the best place in the world." Lady Prescott put on the handbrake, took off her seatbelt, and stepped out of the car. "And now, Mr. Carruthers, I'm going for a walk," she said. "Would you like me to show you around?"
"That would be very kind of you," Frederick replied. "But I don't want to put you to any trouble."
"It would be no trouble at all," Lady Prescott said. "In fact, you'd be doing me a favour. I've got a lot of things on my mind at the moment, and I need someone to talk to. So I'd be very grateful if you came and walked with me." Lady Prescott locked the car, and they set off across the market square on a tour of the town. "Has it changed much over the years?" Frederick asked as they came over the narrow stone bridge that crossed the canal.
"No, not really," Lady Prescott replied. "They've done up some of the houses, like these ones here, but most of the properties are falling down or falling apart. Whenever there's an election, the politicians come round and knock on the door. They promise to pull down the terraced housing and build some new flats. But after the votes are counted, they never seem to get round to it. It's strange, that, isn't it? And anyway, I'd be a bit sad if they knocked everything down and put up one of those ugly tower blocks. Perhaps it's better to keep it the way it is. I don't want them tearing down my childhood. They should leave my home alone."
"You say this is your home," Frederick said. "But then why did you go away?"